Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Memches. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the Machlekes Rabbi Eichhorn and Eishlokish. According to Rabbi Eichhorn, Mois is Kayes Kainis Minat Torah, the Kinyan Midei Raisa is with Kesef. According to Eishlokish, the Kinyan Midei Raisa to be Kainim Metatlan is with Meshicha. The Rishonim have a difficulty in understanding Shitas Rabbi Eichanan. How can Rabbi Eichanan say the Kinyan Midereisa is Bekesef and not with Meshicha? Meshicha is not Kainim in HaTorah. How is one Kainim the Kesef in order to create the Kinyan of the Kinyan of Kesef? Enechanami, one is Kainim the Metaltalim by giving the Kesef, but how is one Kainim the Kesef in order to create the Kinyan on the Metaltalim? There is no Kinyan to be made on the money itself. There are two Shitas in the Rishonim to answer this question according to Rabbi Eichanan. Shidas HaTosfos in Masechtas Avodah Zarah Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph Divi Amaschal Pardashni is that this that Rabbi Eichanan holds Moses Koinus Min HaTorah not Meshicha, it's only been mocking that it's possible to be Koinus B'Kesef. When one is making a sale and is paying Kesef for the Metalton over there, Moses Koinus Min HaTorah not Meshicha. But been mocking that it's impossible to make a Kinyan of Moses, there is no being money given in exchange, going by a Matana when one is giving a present to his friend, over there, Moidu Rabbi Eichanan that Meshicha is Koinus Min HaTorah. So, according to Tosfos, who are din by the Mois itself, being that it's not possible to be kind of the money with the Kinyan of Kesef, there is no money being given in exchange for the money itself. In such a case, Moidi Rabbi Eichanan that Meshicha is Kayim and HaTorah, and therefore, Midereis also one will be kind of the Mois with the Kinyan of Meshicha, and through this that he's kind of the Mois with the Kinyan of Meshicha, he will create the Kinyan of Kesef on the Metaltalin. Now, Ramban in our Sugya explains that according to Rabbi Eichanan, this that he holds Mois Kainis Min HaTorah is not Lafuki Ula of the Kinyanim. Rabbi Eichanan holds Moses as Koinus Min HaTorah, not Meshicha, but there are other Kinyanim that can be made afilo according to Rabbi Eichanan. One can be Koinus Metaltalim with the Kinyan of Agav, with the Kinyan of Chalipin, or with the Kinyan of Chatzar. If he brings the Chepetz into his Rishus, he is Koinus the Chepetz with the Kinyan of Chatzar. If he's Makna Agav Metaltalim, Agav Karkois, he could be Makna with the Kinyan of Agav. One can create a Kinyan Agav Karkois. Or one can make the Kinyan of Chalipin, he can make the Kinyan with the Sudder. These are three Kinyanim that one can make to be Koinus Metaltalin, even though according to Rabbi Eichanan who holds Moses is Koinus Min HaTorah. Al Kaponim, we have two Shitas in the Rishonim, according to Rabbi Eichanan, how is one Koinus a Matana Medeiraisa, and who are then, how is one Koinus the Kesef in order to create the Kinyan of Moses? How is one Koinus the money itself? Shitas HaTosfos is that Moidi Rabbi Eichanan ben Mokin that's Eifshe to be Koinus with Moses, that Meshicha is Koinus Min HaTorah. And Shitas HaRamban is that even though according to Rabbi Eichanan, Meshicha is not a Kinyan, there's only the Kinyan of Mois, there are other Kinyanim Medeiraisa, the Kinyan of Agav, the Kinyan of Chalipin, and the Kinyan of Chatzah. There are other Kinyanim one can make by a Matana, and who are then one can be kind of the money in such an Eifin in order to create the Kinyan of Mois Medeiraisa. The Ktsois HaChoshin in Simin Kuf Tzadi Chesef Katan Aleph assumes the Fi Shitas HaRamban that holds that according to Rabbi Eichanan, one cannot be kind with Meshicha Medeiraisa, he can only be kind with the Kinyan of Agav or with Chalipin. Or with the Kinyan of Chatzar, he assumes who Adin, one cannot be Kainu with the Kinyan of Yad. Being in his hand itself will not be a Kinyan according to Rabbi Eichanan Medeiraisa. Fektik Tzoyis Achoshin, how could the Ramban say one can be Kainu with the Kinyan of Chatzar Medeiraisa according to Rabbi Eichanan? The Kinyan of Chatzar is Chatzar Mitam Yad. The Kinyan of Chatzar works through the Kinyan of Yad. A Chatzar is looked at as if it's the Yad of a person and that's the way it is Kainu. So how can we say according to Rabbi Eichanan that a Yad is not Kainu, but a Chatzar can be Kainu? If Chatzar is only Kainu mitam Yad, just like a Yad is not Kainu, libe de Rabbi Eichanan, because Rabbi Eichanan holds Dafka Mois HaKainus Min HaTorah, who would then also a Chatzar should not be able to be Kainu Medereisa. There are a number of Tzvutzim in the Achreinim to this Kasha. We just mentioned over the Mahalach of the Divi Yecheskel and Simin Samach. The Divi Yecheskel is Makdim first to explain Shitas HaTosfos. What is the Pshat in Tosfos that Tosfos says according to Rabbi Eichanan, Mois is Kainus Min HaTorah not Meshicha? But if one cannot do the Kinyan of Mois, in such a case, Meshicha is Koinu Min HaTorah. What is the Pshat? Why is Meshicha Koinu only been mocking that Mois is not possible to be done? Is Meshicha a Kinyan or is Meshicha not a Kinyan? If Meshicha is a Kinyan, then who then, if one can do the Kinyan of Mois, Meshicha should be Koinu. And if Meshicha is not a Kinyan, so if he'll be mocking that one cannot be Koinu the Kinyan of Mois, how could the Meshicha be Koinu Midereisa? Zokte Divi Yecheskel, Avada, Afilo according to Rabbi Eichanan, also Meshicha is a Kinyan Midereisa, and the Maisa Meshicha itself, it's not a Chesar mitzad the Maisa Kinyan that it's not Koinem, mitzad the Maisa Kinyan of Meshicha, it could be Koinem Metaltlin, Afilo according to Rabbi Eichanan Midereisa. Varaya, we find by a guy, the way to be Koinem Metaltlin by a guy is Mavu and the Sugyan Becheris, Afilo according to Rabbi Eichanan, a guy is Koinem with the Kinyan of Meshicha. Akokach according to Rabbi Eichanan, also Meshicha is a full Maisa Kinyan that can be Koinem Metaltlin. This step by Yisroel, we say Meshicha is not Koinu Medereisa, one can only be Koinu with the Kinyan of Mois, is because by a Mechir, it was Goli Rachmana, that the Kinyan is not Nigma until the Kesef is given. Being that this is a sale, one is giving metaltlin in exchange for money. Until the money is given, the kinyan and the mekach is not nigmar. It's mitzad the alochus of a mekach, mitzad the alochus of a sale, that the Torah was mechadish to us, that a kinyan is not nigmar until the money is given. That's what's going by a mekach. That's the way one completes a sale, is by giving over the money. Until that point, the kinyan is not nigmar. But it's not mitzad a chesaron from the mais and meshicha, that it's not enough of a mais kinyan to be kind of metaltlin. It's a chesaron being that money has to be given. Until the money is given, the mekach is not nigmar. The Mela Zaktaisvis, this that Mashiach is not kind of a device according to Yechon and his Dafka Mokam, that money is supposed to be given. But if there is no way to be kind of a Kesef, if there is no money that is supposed to be given, in such a case, Mashiach is kind of a Natoira. Lifu Zaktaisvis, by a Matana, where there is no money being given, Mashiach is a kind of a Kinyam and Natoira, I feel according to Yechon. And who then on the Mois itself, one can be kind with Mashiach, I feel according to Yechon, because there is no Chesar Mitzah, the Maisa Kinyan, except for this, that one is, the Mekach is not Nigma until one gives the money. But Mokam, that there is no money to be given, Mashiach is kind of an Atari, I feel according to Yechon. Zokti Divya Cheskel, that who then the Shita Ramban, he can hold similar to the Shita of Toysis. The Ramban is Chaylik on Toysis, and he holds that according to Yechon, Mashiach is not kind of an Atari, I feel be Mokam, that it's Eif should to give Kesef. And this is because the Ramban holds that Alibu Rabbi Yechon on this time Mashiach is not Kainim and Atoyah is a Chesor Mitzad the Maisa Mashiach. It's not considered a Kinyan Midereisa, it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan Bechlal to create a Kinyan. This that we find that it's Kainim by a Goy, one cannot compare a Goy to a Yid, and even though it's considered a Maisa Kinyan by a Goy, by a Yid it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan, and it cannot be Kainim Bechlal, Afilu B'mokim, that one is not giving Kest, that Mashiach cannot be Kainim. But this is all by Mashiach, where it's a Chesor Mitzad the Maisa Kinyan. By Yad and by Chotze, we find it's a Kinyan in other places, it cannot be a Chesor Mitzad HaMaisa Kinyan. By Yad and by Chotze, we find by Aganif, the Gemara Dashin's a Pasuk, that by Aganif, a Yad and Yodai and Chatzere do create the Kinyanic Neva. So we see that Yad and a Chotze are considered Kinyan and Midereisa, they can't be Kinyan for a person Midereisa. Akochach, this that we find that Mois is Kinyanis Minatoya, and according to Yechon, when it comes to a Mekach, one has to use the kinyan of Mois and can't use all the kinyanim as a chesor mitzad. This that he's supposed to be giving kesef, the mekach is not nigma until the shas nesinas hakesef. It's not a chesor mitzad, the kinyan yad and the kinyan of chotzer. It's a chesor mitzad. This that he's supposed to be giving money until the money is given, the mekach is not nigma. The main lefi the amban it's dafka by a mecher when one is giving money. In such a case, the yad wouldn't be kinyan. But akochach b'makim a matana, or in order to be kind of the kesef, in such a case, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, yad and chotzer would be kind of midereisa. The Ramban does not mean chotzer lafuke yad. Avad yad would also be kind of midereisa. But makim that there is no kesef to be given, yad would also be a kinyan, and therefore would not be shver the ktsayis kashy. If yad is not kind of, how could chotzer be kind of? Because akochach, even according to the Ramban, also elibud Rabbi Yochanan, but makim that there is no kesef, yad and chotzer would be a kinyan and would be kind of min atayra. Hakoponim, we have a need in Bedas Ramban, if Lufi Rabbi Yechon, Yad is Koine, Bemokim, that there is no Mois, if there is no Kinyan of Kesef, do we say Yad is Koine, according to the Ksais HaChoshin, Yad is not Koine, and therefore he asks on the Ramban, how is a Chotzer Koine, if Chotzer is Mitam Yad, and we said over Lufi, the Divi Yecheskel, Yad is a Kinyan, according to Rabbi Yechon, Bemokim, Kesef is not Koine, because there is no Chesor inside the Maisa Kinyan, Yad and Chotzer can be Koine, Bemokim, that there is no money to be given over. In the Shita of Tosis that holds that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mois is kindness min HaTorah, and b'makom that there is no Mois, Mashiach is kindness, there is a machlokes in the Achronim, what is the halacha lefi Tosis in Kinyan of Chatzar? Do we say according to Rabbi Yochanan that Chatzar is kindness min HaTorah, or is Chatzar not kindness min HaTorah, one can only be kindness to Kinyan of Mois or the Kinyan of Mashiach? The Shari Tshuva in Arachayim, Simin Tofesh, Nun Ches, Sivkotten, Hey, brings the Machan Ephraim. The Machan Ephraim says that those who buy a lulav and an esrik and don't pay for the lulav and esrik before Yom Tov, they only pay for the lulav and esrik after Sukkot. Lo yof hei meisim, they're not doing proper, being that there's a halacha by the lulav and esrik, one needs lachem. One has to own the lulav and esrik. If they did not give them money yet for the lulav and esrik, they were not kainim with the kinyan of mois. And being that we hold mois are kainis min ha-tayra, Mashiach is only mid rabban, it's only a takanas chacham, it comes out that they only own this lulav and esrik mid rabbanon, they don't own this lulav and esrik mid reisa. So the Machan Ephraim, in order to be yotze the mitzvah of lulav and esrik, one must pay for the lulav and the esrik before Yom Tov. And this way, he's kind of the lulav and esrik with the kinyan and mois, and aidei this, it will be called lachem afilu midereisa. The son of the Machan Ephraim in Agor, the Machan Ephraim says that fidas Ramban, when one brings the lulav and esrik into chatzeri, when he brings it into his house, he'll be kind of minatayr afilu if he doesn't pay for the lulav and esrik until after Yom Tov. Being that chatzer is kind of minatayr, even according to Yechanan, so even though he's only paying after Yom Tov and he's not going to be kind of the kinyan of mois, he will be kind of midereisa with the kinyan of chatzer. But it's mashed from the son of the Machan Ephraim that he understood it's dafka lefi shita saramban that one can be kind with the kinyan of chotzer. It's mashma that according to the Machne Ephraim, the Fishita Satoisvis, one cannot be koine with the kinyan of Chatzah Midaraisa, and in order to be Yitzel Fidas Satoisvis, one has to pay for the lulav of an Esek before Sukkot. The Mishnah Brua, when he brings this Machne Ephraim, that one who doesn't pay for the lulav of an Esek before Yom Tov is Lo Yafei Meisim, he says, Imloi Heviim Lishusai. He adds three words to the Machne Ephraim. It's only if he didn't bring it Lishusai. It's mashma from the Mishnah Brua that if one brought the lulav of an Esek inside his house, he is koine Midaraisa Lachaladeis, Bein Lefidas Ramban, and Bein Lefidas Satoisvis. It's mashma that the Mishnah Brua understood afilu fishita satoisvis, one is koine with chotzer mideraisa. Toisvis does not mean that b'makom that there's no kesef, he can be koine with meshicha la afuke, the kinyan of chotzer. Toisvis says that one can be koine with the kinyan of meshicha, and who adim one can be koine according to Rebbechon with the kinyan of chotzer, it is considered a kinyan mideraisa. And when one wants to be koine his lulav and esrik, even if he didn't pay for the lulav and esrik before Yom Tov, if he brings it into his house, he is koine with the kinyan of chotzer, and he will mekayim the mitzvah of the lulav and esrik, and it will be considered lachem afilu mideraisa. Just to summarize what we discussed in this, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, what should one do when he cannot be koine with the kinyan of kesef, kegoine matana, or to be koine the actual money? We said over machlikas of Rishonim, according to Tosfos, Moide Rabbi Yochanan ben Makom that he can't be koine with kesef, he can be koine with meshicha. The Ramban says he should be koine with the kinyan of chotzer or agav or chalipin. There are other kinyanim one can do according to Rabbi Yochanan to be koine mideraisa. We said over the kasha of the Ktzayis Achleishim that he understood according to the Ramban, according to Rabbi Yochanan, One cannot be koine with the kinyan of yad, and he asks, if one can't be koine with the kinyan of yad, how can he be koine with the kinyan of chotzer if chotzer is mitam yad? And we said over the mahalach of the Divi Yecheskel and Simen Samach, he explains according to Tosfos, how can one be koine with meshicha if according to Rabbi Yochanan Moses koines are not meshicha, meshicha is not a kinyan, why be mokum that Moses is not here? One can be koine with the kinyan of meshicha. And the Divi Yecheskel explains that Tosfos holds that meshicha is a kinyan mideraisa even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Only b'makim that one is giving kesef, he's in the middle of a sale, the mekach is not nigmar until the nesinas ha-kesef. But b'makim that there is no kesef, meshich is a full kinyan and can be koine mideraisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. Zokta de v'cheska, who adin lefi the Ramban, b'makim that there's no kesef, even though the Ramban holds meshich is not a kinyan, it's not considered a ma'isa kinyan mideraisa, but there are other kinyanim which are a ma'isa kinyan mideraisa, and even though by a mekach one has to actually give the money in order to be given the Mekach, and welcome that he is not being koine with kesef, one can be koine with the other kinyanim which are kinyanim mideraisa. Zokta de v'cheskel, being that we find that by a ganif, the pasuk is marbe that yodei and chatzeri are considered kinyanim to be koine the kinyanim gneva, to make one into a ganif, if he steals something and be yodei or by chatzeri, he is koine the kinyanim gneva and he's over le sigzel. So we see, afilu mideraisa, this is considered a ma'isa kinyan, this that it's not koine by a Mekach is only because one is still supposed to be giving the kesef. But Avad ben Mokum, that one is not giving the kesef, he is koine mideraisa with the kinyan of yad, and therefore it's not shvedek tzeisis kasha, how can one be koine with the kinyan of chotzer, I chotzer mitam yad, and yad is not a kinyan. We said over also, ma'achleikis and das atoisvis is chotzer koine min atoyah. The Machne Ephraim says that one who buys a lulav of an esrog and doesn't pay till after Yom Tov, it's not considered lachem mideraisa. And we said the it's mashma from the son of the Machne Ephraim that he understood lefidas Ramban dafko if one brings it lebeis it's considered lachem mideraisa, but lefishidas atoisvis there is no kinyan chotzer mideraisa, one has to do dafko mois, and b'makom that there's no mois meshichas koyim in atayra chotzer is not a kinyan mideraisa. And the Mishnah Brua, when he quotes this Machne Ephraim, he says im loy yevim lebeisai. It's mashma from the Mishnah Brua that he understood the chol hashitas bein lefidas Ramban and bein lefidas atoisvis chotzer is a kinyan mideraisa, and if one brings a lulav and esrog l'shusay before Yom Tov, even though he was not koine with mois, it would be koine for mideraisa, and the lulav and esrog would be considered lachem mideraisa, and he can mekayim the mitzvah with this lulav and esrog, even though he's not going to pay until after Yom Tov. Rashi in our sugya de v'maschol koyi be'avul is mechadish and afkamina that's yoytze ledina from the machlokes of Yochanan and Mishlokish whether or not Moyes is koinis min atayra or Meshicha is koinis min atayra. And Rashi explains v'nafkamina, there's an afkamina in this machlokes in Yisura kegoyin im kiddish by Yisra Isha, if one was mechadish and Isha according to Yochanan to Kedushim mideraisa being that Moyes is koinis mideraisa and it belongs to him, the money belongs to the Moicher and the Chavetz belongs to the Lekech and it's a Kedushim min atayra. And according to Reish Lakish, if it's Kiddush by Isha, it's not a Kiddushin, being the Meshicha is Kainim and Atayra, and Moise is not a Kenyan. Pashtis Kavanas Rashi, that he says in Afkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is whether or not if one is Mekadish and Isha, is the Isha Mekudeshis or not, is being that Midaraisa and Moise is Kainis, and it's only Midarabonim that they were Mafkir, the Kenyan of Moise. Midaraisa, we still look at the Chepet as if it belongs to the Lekeach, and the Moise belong to the Moicha. We look at the Kenyan as if it happened. The Afkar Midarabonim is not Mafkir the way we look at it Midaraisa. Midiraisa, we still see it as that the mecher happened and the mois belong to the meicher and the chavitz belongs to the lekeach. It's only midirabanan that the rabbanan have a koyach mafkia, only midirabanan, midiraisa not. And therefore, if one is mekadesh and isha, midiraisa, the isha will be mekudesh as being that midiraisa or mekach happened and the exchange did occur. According to this explanation of Rashi, it would be mavur from Rashi that Chazal do not have a koyach to be oikar whether or not midiraisa mois is koinus. And avada midiraisa, we still look at it that mois are koinus. Only Chazal have a koyach to tell us to be noyig that mois and are koinus and meshicha is koinus. But avada, this is all midirabana midiraisa, the mois is koinus, and if one is mekadesh and isha, the isha is mekudesh as midiraisa. Mikvege has two explanations to explain Rashi. And Mikvege in the first sad says that avada, even according to Rashi, when Chazal are oikir the kinyan in Atayra, Chazal will oikir the kinyan of Mois, and not only make oikir midirabana that it's not koin, afidu midiraisa, also Mois and not koin, it's being that Chazal were oikir the kinyan in Atayra of kinyan Mois. And Mikvege says this, that Rashi says that if one is mekadesh and isha, it's mekudesh, as Rashi does not mean that if one is koin with the keli, if the lekeach uses the keli to be koin, to mekadesh and isha, the isha is mekudesh. Being that Chazal will oikir the kinyan of Mois, lekech was not koin of the keli. The keli does not belong to him, afilu midiraisa, and therefore if he's mekadesh and isha, the isha is ainu mekudeshes. Kavonas Rashi, that Rashi says that if one is mekadesh and isha, she's mekudeshes, is dafka on the Mois. And Mikveig explains that Toysan afim gimel omar aleph, to be a maskal my irya, at the end of the Toysvis, Toysis brings an afkamina between Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish. And Toysis says, according to Reish Lakish, that Mois is not koinus minat Torah, the moicher, when he accepts the money, does not have a right to use the money. Being that he was not koine bechlal midiraisa, he cannot use this money. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois is koinus min ha-Torah, only Chazal will mafkia the kinyan of Mois, even though Chazal will mafkia the kinyan of Mois, Chazal did not take away from the Moicha the right to use the money. And the Moicha can use the money, but mocking that they're going to be choizer, the Moicha will have to pay back the money. But being that midiraisa Mois are koinus, Chazal will not mafkia from the Moicha the right to use the money. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Moicha can use the money. Mashenken, according to Reish Lakish, that Mois is not koinus min ha-Torah, the Moicha cannot use the money. So to Kvege, being that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Moicha can use the money, who then if he's Mekadesh by Isha, he's not being Mekadesh to Isha with the money itself, being that he does not own this money, he cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Only because he has the right to use the money, he can Mekadesh and Isha with the right to use the money. Just like he has the right to use the money, and that's worth something, it has a shavis to this that he's able to use the money, he can Mekadesh and Isha with this that he has the right to use the money, even though Mois is not Koinus, Afilu Midiraisa, after Chazal Wa'oikir, the Kinyan of Mois. So Al-Kopanim Zakti Mikvege, that Rashi's Kavanah was Dafka on the Mois, being that the Moich has the right to use the money, but Avada Rashi doesn't mean to say that when Chazal will Eike the Kinyan of Mois, Midiraisa the Kinyan still happens. Once Chazal will Eike the Kinyan of Mois, Avada, Afila Midiraisa also one is not Koine with the Kinyan of Mois. Mikvege has a second explanation for Shitas Rashi. Mikvege says that it could be according to Rashi, Avada when Chazal will Eike the Kinyan of Mois, Midiraisa one is still Koine. And therefore, like we explained, if the Moicha is Mekadesh and Isha with the Mois, the Isha is Mekadesh, being that Midiraisa Mois is Koinus, Chazal do not have a Koyach to be Oikah from the Moicha, this that he was Koinah the Mois. Chazal can say that we're going to be Noig Meshicha is Koinah not Mois, but about the Midiraisa, the money belongs to the Moicha, and if he's Kiddush by Isha, we have to be Choshish for the Issa and say the Isha is Mekadesh as Midiraisa. But it's still, Rashi only meant to say, Dafka, if the Moicha is Mekadesh with the Mois, then the Isha is Mekadesh. But if the Lekeach is Mekadesh and Isha with the Keli, the Isha would not be Mekadesh, even though we say Mois is Koinus Min HaTorah and the Lekeach was Koinus the Keli Midiraisa. Still, if the Lekeach is Mekadesh and Isha with this Keli, the Isha would be Eina Mekadesh. And Rukrega explains that being that the Keli is right now Eina Beshusai, the Keli is Beshus HaMoicha, the Moicha is holding on to the Keli. And with the Rabbanan, they said that the Keli still belongs to the Moicha. So it comes out that the Moicha is holding on to the Keli, which is Midiraisa, belongs to the Lekeach, and the Moicha has a right to hold on to it, being that Midirabanan, the Keli still belongs to the Moicha, the Mois were not Koine. So Dr. Craig, if you're mocking that the Moicha is holding on to the Keli of the Lekeach, even though Midiraisa belongs to the Lekeach, but he has a right to hold on to it because Midirabanan, the Mekeach, did not happen, in such a case, the Keli is considered Eina Beshusa of the Lekeach, and one cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with something that's Eina Beshusa. So being that we consider this Keli Eina Beshusa, therefore the Lekeach cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with the Keli that's still Beshusa HaMoicher, because the Moicher has a right to hold on to it, the Keli is considered Eina Beshusa of the Lekeach, and if he's Kiddush by Isha, it's Eina Mekudesh. It's Dafka the Moicher who's holding on to the money. The Lekeach already gave the Moicher the money, so it's Beshusa Isha HaMoicher, and Midiraisa belongs to the Moicher. In such a case, Zok Rashi, in Kiddush by Isha, it's Mekudesh. So Al-Kopanim Zakti Rikvege, he has two pshatim, why Rashi only meant Dafka if it's Kiddush Be'isha with the Moicha being Mekadesh with the Mois, but if the Lekeach is Mekadesh with the Keli, it's Eina Mekudeshes. One is because once Chazal will oikir the kinyan of Mois, afilo mederai, so also he is not koine. It's only with the right, the moicher has a right to use the money, like Tosfos and Dafim Gimel. Therefore, if the moicher is mekadesh nisha with the money, the isha is mekudeshes. And the second pshat is that even if Chazal will mafkir the kinyan of Mois, is not oikir mederai, so the kinyan of Mois. Afilo achid lekech cannot be mekadesh nisha with the keli, being that the keli is considered ena b'shusoi, because the moicher is holding on to it, and the lekech does not have a right to take it away from him, being that mederabonon Mois and akoinus, and only meshicha is koine. Another explanation for Rashi, we said in the previous year that Shitas Rashi is like the Shita of the Baal Amor, that if the Keli is Nisraf, then the Lekech cannot be Chayze anymore. It's only Koydin, the Keli is Nisraf, the Lekech could be Chayze from the Mekach. And the explanation was because Chazal were not Oiker the Kinyan of Mois. Chazal only said that the Moich and the Lekech have right to be Chayze from the Kinyan of Mois. Or because man, they are not Chayze, and each one is still sticking to the Mekach, Mois are Koydin, Safilu Medrabon, and also. So Lefiz there, it's Poshid Rashi. Rashi holds that it's the Mois is kindness afilu medrabanan. It's only if the Lekech and the Moicher want to be Chayzer that they can be Chayzer from the Mekach. But Kozman, they were not Chayzer. The Moicher owns the money and the Lekech owns the Keli. And therefore, in Kiddush Ba'isha, it's Mekudeshes. Being that they were not Chayzer, the Mois is kindness afilu medrabanan. So it's Poshid to understand why in Kiddush Ba'isha, it's Mekudeshes. Only Lefi this, it's difficult to understand why Rashi had to say the Nafkamina Dafka. Dafka in Kiddush Ba'isha is the Isha Mekudeshes or Eina Mekudeshes. If Rashi holds like the Shita of the Baal Amor, like we explained in the last year, in Cain, Rashi could say a poshet an afkamina. There's an afkamina between a Bechon and a Reish Lakish if it's Nisraf to Chitin. If it's Nisraf to Mekach, what he's trying to buy is Nisraf. According to Yechonon, once it's Nisraf, the Lekech can't be Chayzer. Mois are really kindness, afilu medrabanan. Only the Lekech has a right to be Chayzer, only calls man that it's not Nisraf. Once it's Nisraf, the Lekech can't be Chayzer anymore. Mashenkin, according to Reish Lakish, that Mois and Akainis Menatoyo, so therefore the Chayfus doesn't bechlal belong to the Lekech. If it's Nisraf, the Hefsid will be Shalah Meichon and not Shalah Lekech. So, fact the Ram Shif, if Rashi holds like Tish Shitas Abal Amor, why did Rashi have to say an Afkamina and Kiddush Ba'isha if the Isha's Mekudeshes? Why didn't Rashi say that an Afkamina is if it's Nisraf the Mekach, then according to Yechon, the Hefsid is Shalah Lekech, and according to Reish Lakish, the Hefsid will be of the Meichon, being that the Lekech bechlal doesn't own the Chayfus that was burnt. Ram Shif also asks, we have two other nafkaminas between Rabbi Yechon and the Reish Lakish, which I mentioned in the Gemara's earlier. The Gemara on Daf Mevavah Mebeis brought Yesh Dom Shenka Chalipin. The Gemara brought a nafkamina between Rabbi Yechon and the Reish Lakish. They said, according to Rabbi Yechon, that Medeiraisa Mois is kindness, and it's only a Xerish Amyeim and Nisifu Chitacha Ba'aliyah. By a case when one wants to be kindness with the Dmei Ashar, being that it's a Musa Delei Shchicha like Gazi Be'abonon. Similarly, the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph said, by Mechor Li Be'elu, being that they were not makbid on the Shavuos, it's a milsad leishchicha, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Mois would be kindness min ha-Torah. Why didn't Rashi bring these two nafkaminas, and nafkamina between Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yechonon, these two cases of Dmei Ashar and Mechor Li Be'elu, which milsad leishchicha, we can be Mois a kindness mid Abanon, being that it's a milsad leishchicha legazi be Abanon. Mashaken, according to Reish Lakish, that there is no kinyan of Mois, I feel in these cases also Mois would not be kindness. So why did Rashi have to come with a new nafkamina of Mkiddush Ba'isha, the Isha Mekudeshes, if the Gemara itself said two nafkaminas befevish, one on Daf Mem Vav and Beis, and one on Daf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph? The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Krov, Mas Nisa, Misayel, Eile Reish Lakish. There is a Pasik and a Braisa, which is a right to Reish Lakish, that Meshicha is kinyan of Teir and not Mois. Krov, Dichse, Vichichish, Ba'amisai, Bepikadnei, Bishumasyodai, Begezla, Oi Oshakes Amisai. And the Gemara is Meirich to explain where do we see from this Pasuk a riot to Reish Lakish. And the Gemara continues, Mas Nisa Menalon, where do we see from the Brais a riot to Reish Lakish? Titanya Nosna Labalon Mal, if one gave to the Shomer of the bathhouse, he gave to the one in charge of the bathhouse, Mois of Hektish, to buy the right to enter the bathhouse, is Mal. Vishasta Nasina Sa Mois, to the person in charge of the bathhouse, that's a Me'ilon, the Mois of Hektish. Once he gives him the Mois of Hektish, and the Shomer of the bathhouse is kind of those Mois, and he buys with this the right to enter the bathhouse, that's a Me'ilon, the Mois Hektish, he was Moitzi Mois of Hektish from Shus Hektish. And the Gemara is Medayik Dafka Nosna Labalon, because a Balon is like Mechsa Meshicha, there is nothing to be Moishach by a Balon, when one is buying the right to enter a bathhouse, there is no Meshicha to be done. But in a regular case, where one uses Mois of Hektish to buy a Chayfetz, being that it's Mechsa Meshicha, therefore there's no Me'ilo Beshas Nasinas HaMois, and until he does the Meshicha on the Chayfetz, he is not Mol with the Nasinas HaMois. And the Gemara brings from this a right to Reish Lakish that we see Meshicha is Koine Minat Torah, because according to Rabbi Yechonon, that Mois is Koine Minat Torah, as soon as he gives Mois to buy a Chayfetz, the money itself is Koine Midereisa. And once he is Koine Midereisa, it should already be a Me'ilo Beshas Nasinas HaMois, so why is it Dafka Nosna Labal and Mal? Afilu, any time somebody buys a Chayfetz, B'shas nesinas ha'mois, he's already kind of the chayfetz, and he was already might see the mois hektish from Mishos hektish, and that should be me'ila, being that mois ha'kainis min ha'tayra. The chayfet is Gemara is difficult to understand. Even though Rabbi Yechonon holds mois is kainis min ha'tayra, but midrabanan chazal mafkir the kinyan of mois, and even according to Rabbi Yechonon, one is not kain without the kinyan of Mashicha. So why is it that b'shas nesinas ha'mois, the Gemara holds that a person who gives the money should be marl, he was already considered he was might see the mois of hektish from Mishos hektish. L'chayyur, once Chazal mafkir the kinyan of mois, the mois are not kainan, there shouldn't be a me'ila until Shas Mashicha, even according to Beichanan. L'chayyur, once Chazal were mafkir the kinyan of mois, there is no chilik between a Beichanan and a Shlokish. According to everybody, we need a Mashicha to be kainan a chayfet. So why does the Gemara say, according to Beichanan, b'shas nesinas ha'mois, one is ma'al, and only according to a Shlokish, one is not ma'al until Shas Mashicha? There's a machlokes of Rishonim that explain our Gemara why is it according to Rabbi Yechonon, even though Chazal were oikid the kinyan of mois, still one should be more b'shas nesinas ha'mois. Tosis in Baba Kama, daf ayin tes amad aleph, soif tev emaschol tiknu mishicha b'shoyme brings a raya from our Gemara that we see from this that the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yechonon, one is more b'shas nesinas ha'mois, even though Chazal were oikid the kinyan of mois min ha'toyroh, that Chazal do not have the koyach to be oikid the kinyan midei raisa b'negei suri dei raisa. Even though Chazal were oiker the kinyan of Mois min ha'toyra, being that midei raisa this is a kinyan, Chazal do not have a koyach to be oiker this that midei raisa a kinyan Mois was done. And agam midei rabbanim one is not koyna, being that he was koyna midei raisa, there is a mila me'ila midei raisa, and one was over the issa midei raisa, being that the kinyan of Mois is koyna min ha'toyra, and Chazal do not have the koyach to be oiker this kinyan for being koyna b'negia dinei de raisa. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph, brings a halacha of 1,000 Isha, is Bali Betleza, he is exchanging, the Isha is going to give him the Anaz Bia, in exchange for that, he is going to give the Isha a Tle. The halacha is that this Tle gets a din of an Esnan, and it's also to be makivet as a carbon. In fact, the Gemara, Tle only becomes an Esnan if it's niknet to the Isha b'shas to Bia. And being that the Isha over here is Mechzer and Meshicha, the Isha was not yet Meshich the Tle, she is exchanging the Anaz Bia for the Tle. But the giving of that Noaz Bia is only like an Asinas Mois, and Mois and Akainis, it's still Mechzer and Meshicha. So, in fact, the Gemara, being that the Isha is not kind of this Tleb Ishaz Bia, why should this Tleb become an Esnan? It should still be kosher to be Nikav as a carbon. Taisis in Divya Maschel, while Mechzer and Meshicha explains that the Gemara's question is not only going according to Ishlakish, that Meshicha is kind of an Atayra. Even according to Beichanan, that Vatayra Mois kindness, and therefore when the Isha gives the Anaz Bia to the Ish, L'chayra, that's like an Asinas Mois, and the Isha should be kind of Bishas to be a Tle, and this Tle should become an Esnan, and to be Nikav as a carbon. Still, being the Chazawu Mafkir, the Kinya Mois, and they said Mois are not kindness, and one needs Meshicha to be kinder, so therefore with the Rabbanan, the Isha was not kind of this Tle, therefore this Tle does not become an Esnan, it's still kosher to be Nikav as a carbon, Afilu Midiraisa. So we see from Tosis that Tosis is Cholik on Tosis and Baba Kama, and Tosis holds that what the Chazal do have a koyach to make dinim to be oiker kinyanim afilu on menegeh dinim de reisa, and being that Chazal will oiker the kinyan of Mois min ha'toyra, and they said the Isha is not kain until Shas Meshicha, will not be chal on this tleh din of Esnan afilu mide reisa, and even mide reisa it's kosher to bring this tleh as a carbon, and will not be chal on the dinay Esnan, being that Chazal will oiker the kinyan, and the Isha was not kain of Shas Bia. And Tosis over there asks on himself from our Gemara says that Nasna Labalon is moral, that according to Abyechanon, Abishas Nasinas are Mois already, the one who gave the Mois of Hektish is moral, being that Mois are Kainis Minatoya. In fact, Tosis, once Chazal were Mafkir the Kinyan of Mois, Lechari, the Nasinas are Mois is Bechlanar Oitzom Mishos Hektish, he's not being Moitzi the Mois Mishos Hektish, so why is it that according to Abyechanon, as soon as one is Nasan the Mois of Hektish to a Balon or to any person who's selling a Chayfetz, he is already moral according to Abyechanon? L'chayah, once Chazal were mafkir the kinyan of Mois, so the Nesinas HaMois is not Oitzom Mishos Hektish, and there shouldn't be Me'ilo until Shas Meshicha. Tosfos answers Dvorim Stumim. Tosfos says, Kivan de Mo'al Med HaToyra, being that one is Mo'al Med HaReisa, I did the Nesinas HaMois, Mi Afkia Me'ilo Mi Mois Hektish. Who will take off the Me'ilo from Mois Hektish? And Tosfos is difficult to understand what does Tosfos means, Mi Afkia HaMe'ilu Mi Mois Hektish, being that Tosfos was just Mechadish, that if Chazal were Oike the Kinyan Min HaToyra, it affects even Dina Dereisa, so why is he Mo'al? How is Tosfos answering by saying that Kivan de Mo'al Min HaToyra, Mi Afkia HaMe'ilu Mi Mois Hektish? There are three Mahalchim in the Achrenim to explain what does Tosfos mean, that Kivan de Mo'al Min HaToyra, Mi Afkia Mois Hektish, how is Tosfos answering up our sugya? Why is it that according to Beichon, that B'shas Nesinas HaMois, even though Mois and HaKoinis Medar Abonon still, one is Mo'al Medereisa. The Maram explains that when Chazal were oiked the Kinyan of Mois, they didn't say that Mois and HaKoinis Medar Torah at all. Mois are still kindness that the moicher is kind of the mois. When Chazal were oike the kinyan of mois, Chazal was saying that one is not kind of the chayfetz, I did this that he was nice in the mois. The moicher is kind of the mois, but the lekech is not yet kind of chayfetz. So the moicher has to return the mois to the lekech, being that the lekech only gave the moicher the mois, a daita to be kind of the chayfetz. And once Chazal were oike the kinyan of mideraisa, that mois and not kind of the lekech is not kind of the chayfetz, so unless the lekech is moishik the chayfetz, the moicher has to give the lekech the mois back. But this the Chazal mafkia the kinyan of mois wasn't saying that the moicher is not kind of the mois, b'shas he's moishik the mois. Chazal only mafkia that even though the moicher is kind of the mois, this that the lekech gave the moicher mois should not be kind of the chayfetz. The Mela zokt the Maram in the sugya by us we were discussing b'negeir the mois is one more idea than the sinas ha-mois, being that Chazal's afka was only this that the lekech not kind of the chayfetz, the moicher is kind of the mois. There is still a itzom mishos hektish, though the lekech was Moitzi Mois Hektish by giving it to the Moicher, he is Moitzi Mois Hektish Mishos Hektish. And if he's Moal, being that the Moicher is kind of the Mois, Afilu Midrabon and Chazal weren't Mafkia, this Kinyan of the Mois that the Moicher has. So in our Sugi, it's good why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Lekech is Moal, Bishas, he gives the Mois to the Moicher. Mashenkin, the Sugi Navar Dezor is not discussing the Mois, the Sugi Navar Dezor is discussing whether or not the Isha is kind of the Tlet. On that, Chazal Zafko, Chazal Mafkia, that the Lekech is not kind of the Chayf until Mishas Mashicha. In fact, the Gemara of Mechsu Meshicha, the Isha was not yet Meshich the Tleh, and being that the Isha wasn't Meshich yet the Tleh, she is not kind of the Tleh, being a Chazal or Oike the Kinyan of Mois, and therefore the Tleh, even Midei Raisa, is not an Esnan, because Chazal or Oike the Kinyan of Mois, and Afila Midei Raisa also, we do not see the Isha being kind of the Tleh, and this Tleh is still kosher to be Nikav as a carbon. There's a second Mahalach, the Enig Yom Tif in Simon Chafei explains what Tosis means that given the Maam and Atayim Mi Afkia Ha-Me'ilah Mi-Mois Hektish, that when Chazal will oiker the Kinyan of Mois, Chazal do not have a koyach to say the Mois should not be kindness b'chlal. The Mois are still kindness b'shas l'sinas ha-Mois and the Lekech is kindness the Chayfetz. Chazal are not mafkia that the Mois cannot be kindness. Chazal's koyach to be oiker the Kinyan of the Kinyan Mois when Atayim is with a Hefker Bez and Hefker. After one gives the mois, and the moicher is kind of the mois, and the lekech is kind of the chayfetz, Chazal with the koyach of hefker bez and hefker, they could now say that the lekech does not own the chayfetz anymore. The mafkia, the second after the mois are kindness, that now hefker bez and hefker says that they've been oiker the kinyan, and it's now back to where it was before, that the chayfetz belongs to the moicher and the mois belong to the lekech. But Chazal do not have a koyach to say that the mois should not be kind in the future. It's after it's kind, a second after it's kind, Chazal oiker the kinyan with the koyach of hefker bez and hefker. So Dr. Enig Yom Tov in our sugya by when the lekech gives the moicher mois, being that b'shas nesinas ha-mois, the moicher is being kind of the mois, and the lekech is being kind of the chayfetz. And it's only a second later that Chazal being oike the kinyan with the koyach of hefke bez and hefke, avad etz me'ilo b'shas the moicher is kind of the mois, and the lekech is kind of the chayfetz. At that second, it's already a me'ilo, and even though Chazal are mafkia the kinyan a second later with the koyach of hefke bez and hefke, it doesn't take off this that there was a me'ilo. Lamaisi was already moitzi the mois mishos hektish, and therefore, according to Be'echon, the mois ha-koinis min ha-toyre, the Gemara holds that as soon as the lekech gives the moicher the mois, it's already a me'ilo. Mashenkin the sugin avoy the zora that the isha has been kind of the tleh, being the chazala oiker the kinyan the isha has on the tleh a second later, the entire kinyan was only a kinyan for a second. That's not a kinyan that the isha has on the tleh to be able to make an adin esnan. A kinyan for a second is not enough of a kinyan to say that this tleh has adin esnan to be possible for mingnikav as a carbon. The din esnan is only chal if the ish gave the isha the tleh that she can keep it. In such a case, where it's not a kinyan as man, where the isha can keep the tleh, then it's chal and adin esnan. And being that kinyan is only created with a meshicha, this kinyan that's been created b'shas to bia, idei the nesinas of anoas bia to the ish, which is like a mois, that's only kinyan for a second because chazal mafkia the kinyan, such a kinyan cannot create the din of esnan. And that's why the Gemara asks, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, a mechsu meshicha, that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says mois kinyan min ha-toyre, once chazal will oike the kinyan of mois, it's still missing meshicha, and this tleh should not become an esnan, it should still be kosher to be nikav as a carbon. There is a third mahalach, Rabban and Mishnah Saban, Chele Kochim, Amid Reish Talmud Hei, and there's a similar mahalach from Rabbi Chanan and Kaibutz Aris. They explain that in order to be Moal, one does not have need the Chalais HaKinyan, the Maisa to be Moitzi, the Mois Hektish, Meshos Hektish, in order to be Moal. If one does a Maisa which is Bekoyach to be Moitzi, the Mois Hektish, Meshos Hektish, even though the Maisa is not Chal, and the Maisa, the Mois, were not Yetzim, Meshos Hektish, the Kinyan did not happen, but one did a Maisa which should bring over and should be Moitzi, the Mois Hektish, Meshos Hektish, one is Moal, like that Maisa by itself, and that is a Me'ilah, and it's Moitzi, the Mois Lechulin. Therefore, they explain when Chazal will Oike the Kinyan of Mois, and Chazal said that Mois are not kindness min ha-toyre. Chazal are not the koyach to say that Mois are not a Maisa Kinyan. Chazal did not say that Mois do not have the koyach to make a akna. Chazal's koyach in being oikah the kinyan mois was that even though one was the lekeach was nice in the mois to the moicher, and this maisa is a maisa which should be makne over the chayfet back to the lekeach. It's a maisa kinyan. It's bekoyach to be makne, but still Chazal will oikah the chaloisa kinyan. This kinyan should not happen. Chazal will oikah this that such an asinas mois that the moicher received the mois from the lekeach should not make the chayfet be nikne to the lekeach. They were only oikah the chaloisa kinyan. They cannot be oikah this that the maisa is bekoyach to be makne. The ma'isa is still bekoyach to be makne, only Chazal will oikah the chaloisa kinyan. Therefore, Dr. Baron, that even though Chazal will oikah the chaloisa kinyan, that's only b'negei dinim that are tolling kinyanim. But me'ila, the me'ila and hektish, this that one was mal behektish, and he took away something from hektish. He was over the isser of being moitzi from mishos hektish, is even if one does a ma'isa to be moitzi mishos hektish, and the chalois wasn't chal. If one does a ma'isa to hektish to be moitzi the mois hektish mishos hektish, that's a me'ila in the kedushas hektish, and that itself is moitzi the mois lechun, and he was over the isser me'ila. So therefore, Zak Taisvis, even though Benegea, the sugya of Avodah Zarah Stam of Gimel, Benegea and Esnan, the Kinyan is not Chal, and therefore the Isha is not Kinyan, the Tlebish has Bia, and even Midaraisa also, this Tlezan and Esnan, it's Kosher to be Nikav as a carbon, that's all Benegea, Dine Esnan, which needs the Maisa, the Isha to be Kinyan, the Tleb. Now, Shaykh, when it comes to Me'ila, one does not need the Chalosa Kinyan to be able to this Me'ila. If one does a Maisa Me'ila, he does a Maisa being Moitzi Mois Hektish Mishos Hektish. He was Mal Nikdusha Hektish by this that he does a Maisa to be Moitzi the Mois Hektish Mishos Hektish. That's enough to be over the Ismailo. So even though Chazal will Eker the Chalisa Kinyan, and it did not the Maisa leave the Rishos Hektish, it's still considered a Mal in the Kedushas Hektish, and he's over the Ismailo, and the Mois go Lechul, and therefore the Gemara says, even according to that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though one did not do Mashicha, and Chazal will Eker the Kinyan of Mois, being that Midereis and Mois Akainis, the Maisa of giving over the Mois to the Moicha itself is a Maisa Me'ilo, and therefore it's the Mois go Lechul, because he was Mal in Kedushas Hektish. Just to summarize, we discussed earlier in the shir and Nidin whether or not when Chazal will oikir the kinyan of Mois midaraisa, and now they said midabon it's not kinyan, does that affect dinah deraisa or does it not affect dinah deraisa? So now we are bringing a machlikis to Rishonim, there's a machlikis, Tosfos and Bava Kamma, daf ayin tes amud aleph, for Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, daf samach gimel amud aleph, whether or not when Chazal will oikir the kinyan of Mois midabon, they said that it should not be kinyan, does that affect dinah deraisa? Tosfos and Bava Kamma, daf ayin tes holds that even though Chazal will oikir the kinyan midabon, being that Midereis and Mois HaKoinis, still B'negei Suri Dereis, so we have to be Choshish for this that are Mois HaKoinis. And with this he explains our Gemara why according to Rabbi Yochanan, as soon as one is noisening the Mois to the Moicher, he gave Mois Hektish to the Moicher, he's already Mal, even though according to Rabbi Yochanan, also Chazal will Oikah the Kinyan of Mois, being that Midereis and Mois HaKoinis, if one was over the Isra Dereis of Me'ilo. Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Gimel learns in the Gemara over there that says, by an Esnan, the Isha is not kind of the Esnan until Shas Mashicha, and therefore the Tle does not become an Esnan. Taisa says, Afilo according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois HaKoinis, being that Chazal will Oikah the Kinyan of Mois, we could also say that the Tle will not be an Esnan, being that the Isha is not kind of until Shas Mashicha, Akapanam Midarabonim. So we see Taisa's argued in Taisa and Baba Kama, and Taisa's holds, Taisa and Abed Zorah holds that even though once Chazal will Oikah the Kinyan of Mois, but not Toyo, even Binegea Dina Deraisa also, what is not over Yisurin Deraisa with Mois Kainis, and even Midaraisa with Binegea Dina Deraisa, we reckon with this that Chazal Mesakin, that one is not Kain until Shas Mashicha. And Tosfos answers our Gemara of Nosan Labalon that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, when one is Nosan Mois, he is already Mar B'Shas Tassinas HaMois. Tosfos says that even the Mar Min HaToyra Mi Afkiya HaMe'ilo Mi Mois Hektish. We said it with three mehalchim to explain what does Tosfos mean that to keep in the Maram and Atayim miyafkiya miilo mi mois hektish. The Maram says that even when Chazal will mafkiya the kinyan of Mois, they only mafkiya the kinyan from the chayfet, that the lekech is not kind of the chayfet. The moicher is still kind of the Mois, and therefore b'negei the miilo on the Mois, the one was moitzi the Mois mishos hektish and he's mal. It's only b'negei the sugya of Esnan. The Isha is not kind of the Tleb because Isha is like Kech and like Chazal will Eke the Kinyan, the Idei the Nisinas Mois, the Hainu, the Isha gives Ish, the Anoaz Bia, the Isha cannot be kind of the Tleb because Chazal will Eke the Kinyan Mois and I tell you that Lekech is not kind of the Chayfetz. Then Yom Tov and Simon Chafei explained to his Teretz that even though Chazal will Eke the Kinyan of Mois, Chazal do not have a Kech to say that Mois are not kind of in the future. Chazal's koyach is that the second after the Mois are kind of Chazal will Idei Hefkebaz and Hefke could be Eke the Kinyan and say it's now back to where it was originally. But it's only a second after the Kinyan, so therefore Midaraisi was already Mal. So when again our sugir, I did in the Sinas HaMois, Midaraisi is Mal, B'Shas the Sinas HaMois, it doesn't help the Chazal will Oikah the Kinyan with Hefkebez Nefke a second after the Kinyan is Chal. Now shaking Midagay Esnan, being that the Isha was only Kain of the Tleh for a second, it's not Chal on this Tleh than Esnan, and therefore it's still Kosh to be Nikav as a Korban. And the third Malach we said over from Reb Aaron and Reb Chanan, they explain that Chazal do not have the Koyach to be say that the Mois is not a Maisa Akno, that they don't have the Koyach to be Oikah, that Mois is not a Maisa Kinyan. Chazal's klayach is to say that there is no chaloisa kinyan. So when again esnan being that the kinyan is not chal, the tefillah does not become an esnan. But when again hektish, the maisa kinyan itself is a maisa of me'ilah b'kedushas hektish. He was mal in kedushas hektish. I did this that he did a maisa kinyan, a maisa to be moitzi the mois mishas hektish. So even though Chazal oikah the chaloisa kinyan, the etzem maisa of being moitzi, the etzem maisa which has a klayach to be moitzi mois mishas hektish is a me'ilah from b'kedushas hektish, and therefore the mois is yotzal lechulin according to Beichan. I did nesinas amois, even though Chazal oikah the kinyan of mois min atayr. The Mishnah says, "Nasan leMois leMashach himenu Peiris." If he gave him the Mois and he did not yet do the Kinyan Mashiach on the Peiris, Yachalachse, but he can still be Chayze. He being the Mois and at Kainis either Medeiraisa Medeabonon, therefore being the Meichan leKech can both be Chayze. Avol Amu Mishapar Meanche da Amabel Meanche da Afloga. There's a Klala that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Purus Peireif Meanche da Amabel Meanche da Afloga. He is also the Par Mishay Neim B'Dibure. One who's not Emir B'Dibure is being Chayze from the Mekach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is also the Par Mimenu. The Gemara brings a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye holds a duah meidinon leib. When we say we tell him misha para, the Ainu, we let him know that misha para me'anshad amabel will be osad the para from one who's in em b'dibure. And Rava is chaylik that it's not only we tell him that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is osad the para from misha in em b'dibure, only meilit leitinon leib. We give him a klola and we say misha para me'anshad amabel me'anshad aflaga. The Ainu Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be perem imenu, being that he is not being em b'dibure. And the Gemara asks, according to Rava, the pasuk says, "V'nasi ba'am chloi sar." You cannot give a klala to somebody. There's an iset mekalas chaveri. And Rava answers that when it says, "V'nasi ba'am chloi sar," is ba'oisei ma'isei amcha. Only one who was a oisei ma'isei amcha. The Rif explains our Gemara, "Shaminim ehad dichi agavim." The one who's einem b'dibur is a lav oisei ma'isei Yisrael. He's not considered a oisei ma'isei Yisrael. The Ainu, the Rif is saying that it's mutil lekalloi such a person afilu bechinam. There is no more Isra on such a person who is Einem B'Dibur to give him klalas, and he is not included in the lava of an Osi B'Am Chalei Sar. And this is also in the Mashmoy, so Rashi, the Vemaschal Ba'isim Aisa Amcho, Rashi says, V'hai lav Oisim Aisa Amcho, Dichsiv Sheris Yisrael Le'asu Avlo, that's not a Maisi Yisrael, he is not considered B'chlal Oisim Aisa Amcho, and therefore it's mutter to give him a klala, he is not included in the lava of an Osi B'Am Chalei Sar. Taisis in our Sugi, the Vemaschal Ba'isim Aisa Amcho, is Chaylik on Rashi and the Rif. And Tosis explains that the Gemara does not mean to say that he is any oisei ma'aseh amcha. We do not mean to say that one who is any em b'dibur is enough. Just being over that isra alone is enough to make a heter lekala bechinam, because he's not considered an oisei ma'aseh amcha. It's only b'negeir this isra itself. We can give him a klala for what he did. We cannot be mekala bechinam. He's still included in the isra of a nasi b'amcha leisar. But b'negeir the isra that he was over, we can give him a klala for being over that isra. That's not called the Kalle Bechinim. If this Isra has a din with it to be Mekalim, it's Mutim the Kalle because he was over that Isra. But it does not mean that he's now considered an Isra Maisa Amchon. There's no heter to give him a Kalle Bechinim, to give him a Kalle aside for this Kalle of the Mishapara. One cannot give him another Kalle because he's still considered an Isra Maisa Amchon. But again, other things, it's only clapping this Isra that he was over that we consider him an Isra Maisa Amchon. Isra Maisa Amchon. The Rambam in Perek Hei from Melchis Mamim. Paskins and Misha of Vimoy Rishom Gemurim Voivy Averis, they are not included in the Issa of Mekal of Vimoy. Being that they are Rishom Gemurim Voivy Averis, such people are not considered Issa Maise Amcha, and therefore they are not considered in the Issa of Mekal of Vimoy. Mepshach and Avi Ezri is Medaik from the Rama Mitzmash Medafka Rishom Gemurim Voivy Averis. But one who does stam one Avera, the Marshal and our Gemara, one who's Eina Imbidiburi, would not be enough to make him Eina Issa Maise Amcha, and he would still be included in the Issa of Mekal of Vimoy. And who then he would still be included in this of an Asi Ba'amcha Leisar. In fact, the Pshach from our Gemara is mevur that if one who is Ein Oim B'dibura, he's not a Rosh Gemura Oivri Averis. He was only an Ein Oim B'dibura, and still it's Mutil Lekalla, he does not have the Issa of an Asi Ba'amcha Leisar. L'chayr, why is the Rambam paskling when it comes to Avivi Imoy that Dafka Rishon Gemura Oivri Averis, they are considered Ein Oisim Aisi Amcha. The Gemara by us is mevur, I feel the one who is Ein Oim B'dibura itself, without being a Rosh Gomer, without being Ovi Averis, aside for this Issa of Eino Medibur, is enough to make one to be considered an Eino Oisei Maisei Amcha, and then it's Mutal Kalaloi. So, the Pshach, it's Mashmir from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like Shitas HaTosfos. That Tosfos explained that our Gemara is not a Heter Lekalaloi Bechinam. Our Gemara is only a Heter to Mekalim for this Issa that he was over, but there's still an Issa Lekalaloi Bechinam. So, therefore, the Rambam is passing my Ovi Imoy a din that if they are Rishon Gemurim Ovi Averis, it's Mutal Kalaloi Bechinam. So with here it's Dafka Rishom Gemurim Ba'ovi Averis. Mashenken, now Rasugya, it's only a heter to Mekalim for the Issa that he was over. Over there, the even one is in Em B'dibura, you're allowed to Mekalim for this Issa. But it's still also Lekal Le'Bechinim because he's still considered a Issa Maisei Amcha. We can be meisiv on this. The Abshach answers for the Rambam. The Rosh and Asuga brings a machlekes. What is the lashon of the klala that Bezna gives the person in the Fidam Andama made it lightin on light? And the Rosh explains that the klala is the lashon noichach. We tell him, Misha par mi anchida mabul mi anchida aflog, who also the par mi mecha. We talk directly to the person that we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will be pareah from you for this that you ain't no midiburai. The klala is said directly to the person. And the Rosh brings that the lashon of Rambam in Perek Zayim Hilchis Mechira is that we do not make the klala b'lashon noichach, that who also the par mi mecha. We speak in the general lashon. We say Misha par mi anchida mabul mi anchida aflog, who also the par from anyone who's ain't no midiburai. We speak in a general term, whoever is over this iser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the par mi menu. But we don't just talk directly to the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be pareah mimecha. We don't give a call to the person b'lashon noichach. So the Chayyav, the Rambam in Perakei Milchus Mamrim is discussing giving a call to the person. They be mekal the person that to give him a call of bechinam. One who is a Rosha Gomer of Oevi Averis is not included in the Yisurim of mekal of Ima and the Issa of Anasib Amcha Leisar. He is not considered Oisei Maisa Amcha. Therefore, in such a person is a heter to have to mekal loy him directly. Masha Ein Kain, one who's in Embedibura, he's not a Rosh Hagamra, there's no heter to give him directly a klala. Our Gemara is discussing giving a klala, a general klala. We're giving a klala, whoever's over this Isser is going to be nichnas into such a klala. We're telling the person who's being in Embedibura that we're going to give a general klala. Whoever's over such an Isser being in Embedibura, he's going to be included in such a klala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be pareah from all those that are in Embedibura. In such a case where one is being machnas himself into being such a category of an ein oim b'diburei, that's a klala that's mutter to give. We can give a klala for the oisei maisi resha. And one who now does such a rishus will be nichnas into the klala that's not called. We're giving the person directly a klala. And that's considered, whoever is doing such a mais and being machnas himself into the klala, he's considered enough for ein oisei maisi amcha to be nichnas into such a klala. And therefore there's no isser of an asib amcha leisar in such a case. But to give him directly the klala, he's not considered an oisei maisi amcha to say, who also the par mimecha. The Gemara continues with a machlokes itmar iravain. Will lekerach who gives the moicher a mashkin for a karka which he wishes to be kainer, and when he pays the money of the karkois, then he will take back his mashkin. But he did not yet pay for the karka. Rav Amar kenegde kainer, he is kainer the amount of karka only kenegde the mashkin. He is not kainer all the karka which he wishes to be kainer. Rav Yechanan Amar kenegde kulayu kainer. In such a case, he is kainer all the karka he wishes to be kainer, being that the mashkin is for the piroin of all the karka. Even though the mashkin is not worth the value of the karka, he's kind of connected kula, he's kind of all the karka. And the Gemara asks a kasha from a braisa, one who gives a mashkin to his friend, and the lekech tells the moicher, if I am choizer from this mekach, from this which I wish to buy from you, then the moicher can keep the mashkin which the lekech gave him. And the moicher tells the lekech, if I am choizer from the mekach and I don't give you the chefes which I promised to sell you, not only will I return the mashkin which you gave me, I will double the mashkin. I'll give you the mashkin plus doubling it. I'll give you more money as a knas for this that I was chayzer from the mekach. And then the Gemara says that shita sebiyosi is neskayim atanom. These tanom, these conditions that they made up are neskayim, and each one is neskayiv. The lekech is neskayiv that if he's chayzer, he has to be meichel the mashkin to the meicher. And the meicher is neskayiv that if he is chayzer from the mekach, he has to double the mashkin. He has to return the mashkin plus double it. He has a knas of mom that he has to pay for being chayzer from the mekach. And the Gemara explains Reb Yosi l'tamei, because shita Reb Yosi is that asmachta kanya. One who makes a tanai that if he's not mekayim the tanai, he will give a certain amount of money to his friend. That is an asmachta. And his machlokes atanom, whether or not he's mechuyev to give it. It's machlokes whether or not we say asmachta kanya or asmachta le kanya. And our case is an asmachta, and being the shita Reb Yosi is that asmachta kanya, therefore, niskaimu atanoim, and everyone is mechuyev to this that they promised, this deal that they made up. Each one is neschayev, he is chayev to be meichel the Yeravin if he is chayze, and the meichel is mechuyev to be kaifel the Yeravin if he is chayze from the Mekach. And Reb Yehuda is chaylik on Reb Yosi, and Reb Yehuda holds, dayoy sheyikna keneged avunoi. It's enough that he is kaine keneged the Yeravin, it's enough that he is kaine keneged the Mashkin, but he's not mechuyev to double the Mashkin. If he's chayze from the Mekach, he just returns the Mashkin, he's not mechuyev to be kaifel the Mashkin. Rashi in the Vermaschel Daesh Yikne explains Shita Seb Yehuda, Loise Yimchol Veloise Yichpol. The Lekech is not Mechiv to be Meichel the Yeravin if he is Chayzef in the Mekach, and the Meichel is not Mechiv to be Kaifel the Yeravin if he is Chayzef in the Mekach. The only thing that is in the sky with the Nesinas HaMashkin is that he's kind of connected the Mashkin. On that, nobody can be Chayzer. But on the rest of the Mekach, what the Karka is worth more than the Mashkin, on that there is no Kinyan. And if either one is Chayzer, the Knossin that they made up, the Tanam and the Skyim, it's all included in the Asmachta and Asmachta Lekanya. Therefore, according to Yehuda, the only thing that is in the Skyim is connected the Mashkin. Dayesh Yikne connected Avunoi, the entire Kinyan that was created is only connected the Mashkin. The Shita Sarayamam in Perkir Alf Milchus Mechira is that Shitas, that according to Yehuda, Daesh Yikne Keneged Avunai is only that the Mechir is not Mechir to be Kaifel the Rava, and if the Mechir is Chayzer from the Mekach. But if the Lekach is Chayzer from the Mekach, the Lekach loses his Mashkin, and the Mechir can keep the Mashkin of the Lekach. And the Rambam explains this because it's only an Asmachta if one is Mechayim himself to give more money, to give a new money. If he's not Mechayim a certain Tanai, he will give an amount of money over to the one who he promised to be Mechayim the Tanai too. That's an Asmachta. But if one already gave Mamun Liyad Chaveri and his friend is holding on to money of his, and he promises that his friend can keep the money if he's not Mechayim a Tanai, that is not considered an Asmachta. Being that he's not being Mechayim himself in a new Nesinas HaMois to give a certain money if he's not Mechayim the Tanai, all he's being promising is that he will be meichel this that Chaveri has mamayne biyoda, his friend is holding on to his money. And if one of them is not mekayim the tnai, then he allows his friend to keep the money and not return it. That's only a mechilas amois. And on a mechilas amois, there is no halacha of an asmachta over there. Everybody's masking, it's not an asmachta and it's kanya. And therefore, the lekech who already gave over the mashkin to the meicher, and he promised that if he is chayzef in the mekach, the meicher can keep the mashkin. In such a case, that is a mechila of the mashkin biyad the meicher. The meicher already has the mashkin biyadoi. That's not considered an asmachta, and the lekech is neschayef. The Nemuk Yosef speaks out that according to the Rambam, it's better the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda daye sheyikne keneged avunai. It's enough that he's going to keneged avunai. According to Rashi, what's daye sheyikne keneged avunai? It should just say according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only kinyan that was chal is keneged the mashkin. That's how much the lekech was kind of from the karka. What's the lashon that it's enough that he's going to connect the mashkin? According to the Rambam, it's better. It's daish yikne connected avuni. We're only referring to the meicher. And the meicher, it's daish yikne connected avuni. It's enough that the lekeach was going to connect the mashkin. The meicher is not nischayev more. But the lashon of daish is coming lafuke the lekeach. It's only the meicher as a daish yikne that the lekeach is going to connect the mashkin, and not more than that. But mitzad the meicher, the lekech tonight is in the sky, and if the lekech is chayzer from the mekach, the lekech has to be meichel, the mashkin be out of meicher, and the meicher can hold on to the mashkin, not return it, being that this is what he's promised, that's not considered an asmachta, because the mechilo of mamon biyad chaveri is not considered an asmachta, l'fishitas HaRambam. Al-Kopanu, the machlikis of Rishonim, when one is being meichel mamon, that's already biyad chaveri, he promises to be meichel the mamon, if he's not mekayim the tnai, is that considered an asmachta, or is that not considered an asmachta? She does Rashi now sugi that is also considered an asmachta, and we pass an asmachta like Kanye. If he's not mechuyim to be meichel the mamon biyad chaveri, even if the tanai is not mechuyim, and if she does a Rambam, this is not considered an asmachta, being that the mamon is already biyad chaveri, he is going medas and he has a smichas das to be meichel to him if he's not mekayim the tanai, and if whatever he promised that if he's not mekayim such a tanai, he'll be meichel the mamon, that is chal, and he's meichel the mamon calls man he is not mekayim the tanai. The Nemuk Yosef brings the kasha of the Rishonim. They ask on the Rambam from the Gemara in Seif Baba Basra in Perkei Parsha Daf Kuf Samaches Amid Aleph. The Gemara brings the case Mishapar Mixas Chayve. If Reuven owes Shimon $100 and Reuven paid 50 of the $100, so now Reuven does not want to leave the shtar biyad Shimon, because then Shimon will come back mitaver the full $100 from Reuven, and Shimon does not want to return the shtar to Reuven because then Shimon will not have a right to mitaver the second $50 from Reuven. So therefore, they gave the shtar biyad shlish. They gave the shtar to a third party to hold on to the shtar. And they made up such a tenai, if I don't pay you by a certain date, if Reuven promises Shimon that if he doesn't pay by a certain date, so then he tells the shlish, he can return the shtar back to Shimon, and Shimon will be able to be retaver from Reuven a full $100. In such a case, that the tenai is in the sky, and if Reuven doesn't pay by that date, the shlish, the one who's holding on to the shtar, can return the shtar back to Shimon, and Shimon can be retaver from Reuven the full $100. Rabbi Yehuda says lo yitin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shlish should not give it, and the Gemara tells the machlekes if asmachta kanya asmachta like kanya. This tonight that he will pay by a specific date is an asmachta, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, asmachta kanya. Therefore, it's niskayim the tonight, and the shlish should return the shtar to Shimon. But she'enkein according to Rabbi Yehuda, asmachta like kanya. Therefore, the shlish should continue to hold on to the shtar, and Reuven is not neschayif to allow the shlish to give to Shimon the shtar, being that asmachta like kanya. Why is it considered an asmachta? When Reuven is paying Shimon the $50 and promising that if he doesn't pay the rest by a specific date, then the Shlish can give Shimon back the Shtar and Mitaveh, and now $100, he is saying that the $50 that he paid originally, if he doesn't pay by a specific date the rest of the Choyv, these $50 are a Matana. The $50 that he gave originally is a Matana, and the Shlish can give the Shtar back to Shimon, and he can Mitaveh Reuven again $100. It comes out that Reuven is promising that the Mois that is already Biyad Shimon, the $50 that he already paid Shimon, that money should be a matana if he doesn't pay by a specific date. And according to the Rambam, that's not an asmachta, being that it's a mechilas ha-mamon that's already biyad shimon. He already gave the mamon biyad shimon, Shimon's holding on to the money, so according to the Rambam, that's not an asmachta. So why is it according to the Rambam that the Gemara is toilem machlikas of Yudin and Yosi by hishlish ashtore, if the shlish can give the shtar back to Shimon that he can be tever for Reuven the full chayv, or not, is toif asmachta kanya, asmachta lekanya, according to the Rambam, I feel according to Yudin that asmachta lekanya, this case, the mamon's already biyad shimon, and Reuven's promising that this moi should be a matana, and the Rambam holds that this case is not considered an asmachta lechayra, even according to Yehuda, the shlish should be able to return the shtar to Shimon to be tever Reuven the full chayv, the full $100. The stipul in the Dorim in Simcha Aleph answers Shitas Rambam that the Rambam does not mean to say any time one has mamon biyad chaver and he's promising to be moichel the mamon if he's not mekayim a specific tonight that it's not considered an asmachta. Even in such a case, also the Rambam is masking that that's considered an asmachta lekanya, and one is not mechuyev if he says that if he's not mekayim a specific tonight he will be moichel a mamon, it's still an asmachta lekanya, he's not mechuyev to be moichel. What the Rambam is saying in our sugi l'pishitos of Yehuda, that the lekech has to be moichel the mashkin, being that the mashkin's already biyad ha-moichel, is that being that the lekech gave the mashkin specifically for this purpose, that if he's not mekayim his tanai, if he's choizef from the mekach, he will be moichel the mashkin, when there's an asinas ha-moi specifically for this purpose, that if he's not mekayim the tanai, he should be moichel the mashkin, in such a case the Rambam holds that that's not considered asmachta, being that the reason for asmachta is that there is no smichas das, he thinks that he will be mekayim the tanai, but mokam that he gave money over special for the tanai. He gave over a specific moment that if he's not mekayim the tanai, the money should be nimchal. That was the reason why he gave over this moment. In such a case, there is a smichas das, and he does mean to be mekayim himself. And the Rambam holds that's not considered, that would not be considered as machta. But it's not a blanket rule that according to the Rambam, any time the moment biat chaveri and he's being moichel the moment that's already biat chaveri, we don't say that's an asmachta. One is mechuyev if he's not mekayim the tanai to be moichel the moment. Therefore, Zok the stipul, in the case of Misha Parah Mixas Chayvei v'Hishlish Eshtorei, we paid a part of the Chayv. The reason why Reuven's giving the money to Shimon, the reason why Reuven's giving Shimon the $50 is not because if he doesn't pay by a specific time, it should be a matana. That's not the reason for the Nesinas Amois. The reason why Reuven is giving Shimon the money is because Reuven wants to pay up the Chayv. The Siba for giving the Nesinas Amois is for the Piroyan HaChayv. In such a case, the Rambam would never say his chiddush that this is not considered as machta, being that the moment's already biyad shimon, being that there wasn't a nesinas amoy specifically for this, that if he doesn't pay by a certain time, the moy should be a matana. That's not why he's giving him the moment. In such a case, the Rambam's also masking that this is considered as machta, and the Gemara can say that according to Yehuda, as machta lekanya, therefore the shlish should not return the shtar back to Shimon, even if Reuven doesn't pay by the made up upon time.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.